Well, hi. Glad you called right now. Last year, Nancy, my wife, and I were flying across the country, and in one particular area, as we looked down, we saw a river, how it just twisted and turned in different directions. Now, on the ground, that would not be evident. From the air, it just spoke to me that, wow, up from this vantage point, you can see the river in its entirety at that point. It was just twisting here, and it was turning there, and it took on characteristics like a snake. Now, I'm told that the reason the river initially twists and turns is due to resistance. Now, the stream gradually wears the channel deeper in which it runs, and then it becomes accustomed to the course. Now, maybe you might be picking up on what I'm about to say. Our lives are sort of like that. One sometimes just follows the way of least resistance. You know what I mean? Some change to blend into the group of their peers. You know what I mean? The mind and the heart grows comfortable in the habit of flow, let's say. And so for one who is flowing in a negative attitude, it's easy to stay in that channel. While it is hard, it is possible to shift and dig a new course. And in flying over some of the canals in California, I see that they are real straight. How do they get straight? By engineering, digging through, let's call it work, made a straight path. So it does take work, my friend. But you know, after it's over, one feels so good about no more twisting and turning. Situations in life cause us just to do that. But Hebrews 12:13 says, make straight paths for my feet. Well, that's a good prayer. So when in motion, do not listen to those on the left or those on the right with whom you come in contact, but to God and to His direction. And so my prayer for you personally would be, Lord, I pray that this one paid the digging price for a straight path that will lead to righteousness. I pray they would keep their eyes straight ahead on You, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. And may they have courage to get out of a rut of a particular habit and break free in You. Bless them to that end. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend. God bless you. You're very special. I hope you call again. Bye-bye.